This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Emergency authorities in Queensland are monitoring the formation of a storm system that is set to hit the north of the state as a potential Category 3 cyclone. The state is facing its third natural disaster and second cyclone in a month. Queensland State Director Disaster Coordinator Shane Chepley is urging residents to be prepared.
This is the time to do the planning now, both from a state emergency response level that we're doing, but from a personal level, making sure that you have those supplies, making sure that you have batteries in your radio in case you lose power, making sure that you have long life food products in your house, making sure you have fuel, making sure your telephones are charged and that you've got spare battery packs for your telephones. Stay connected to our messaging. These systems, as we know, can change quite quickly.
A study has found people in disadvantaged regions of Queensland are more at risk of dental decay because of a lack of fluoride in their water supply. The University of Queensland study found 61 out of the state's 77 local government areas do not have fluoridated water, affecting more than 1 million people. The proportion of the population with access to fluoridated water is low in Queensland than in all other Australian states and territories. The state government handed over responsibility for fluoride in the water supply to local councils in 2012. Researchers found Queenslanders living in low socioeconomic status areas now have less access to fluoridated water, putting them at greater risk of dental decay. European foreign ministers are pushing for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as they meet in Brussels to discuss the situation in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected Palestinian statehood and has described plans for open-ended military control over Gaza. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock says she sees the two-state solution as the only solution for a durable peace.
Israel can only have security when the Palestinians can have security and dignity. And the Palestinians can only live in dignity, security and freedom when Israel has security. That is why the two-state solution is the only solution. And all those who want to have none of it haven't come up with an alternative so far. There can only be peace when there is peace for all people in the region.
The ministers will hold separate meetings with Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz and with Foreign Affairs Minister of the Palestinian National Authority Riyad al-Maliki. Israel Katz says he's in Brussels to seek support for Israel's campaign to dismantle Hamas.
Back Israel to dismantling the Hamas terror organization that attacked Israel very brutally. And we have to bring back our security. Our brave soldiers are fighting in the very hard conditions to bring back our hostages and restore security for the citizens of Israel.
In cricket, Usman Khawaja has passed a final concussion check and the Australian side is confident both he and Travis Head will play the second test against the West Indies, despite the latter battling COVID-19. 3 days after being struck in the jaw during the first test in Adelaide, Khawaja was given the all clear by Australian medical staff on Monday to play at the Gabba in Brisbane. Tested daily since being hit by a nasty Shamar Joseph delivery, Khawaja has shown no signs of delayed concussion symptoms and will be fine to play. It means he will be able to train during Australia's main session on Tuesday before the start of the final test of the summer on Thursday. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and that's SBS News in Easy English.